Good evening, record lovers. Stand at ease. I'm the GOC commanding Southern Area Relief Force with special responsibility for any waxings or mechanical reproductions of any kind. Don't snigger, Pearson. Now, as this is a stereophonic record, I have to go through the routine test procedure. So I'm going to walk from this speaker here to that speaker over there. Are you ready? Right. Here we go. Left, right, left.
Last week, the Royal Festival Hall saw the first performance of a new symphony by one of the world's leading modern composers, Arthur Two Sheds Jackson. Mr. Jackson.
Hello.
May I just sidetrack for one moment this, what shall I call it, nickname of yours?
Oh, yes.
Two Sheds. How did you come by it?
Well, I don't use it myself, but some of my friends call me Two Sheds.
And do you, in fact, have two sheds?
No, I've only got one. I've had one for some time, and a few years ago I said I was thinking of getting another, and since then some people have called me Two Sheds.
In spite of the fact that you have only one?
Yes.
And are you still intending to purchase this second shed?
No.
To bring you in line with your epithet?
No.
I see. Well, to return to your symphony.
Ah, yes.
Did you write this symphony in the shed?
No.
Have you written any of your recent works in this shed of yours?
No, not at all. It's just an ordinary garden shed.
I see. And you're thinking of buying this second shed to write in.
No. Look, this shed business, it doesn't really matter. The sheds aren't important. A few friends call me Two Sheds and that's all there is to it. I wish you'd ask me about the music. Everybody talks about the sheds. They've got it out of proportion. I'm a composer. I'm going to get rid of the shed. I'm fed up with it.
Then you'll be Arthur No Sheds Jackson, eh?
No, forget about the sheds. They don't matter.
Mr. Jackson, I think with respect we ought to return to the subject of your symphony.
Huh?
I understand that you used to be interested in train spotting.
What?
I understand that about 30 years ago you were interested in train spotting.
What's that got to do with my bloody music?
Are you having any trouble with him?
Yes, a little. Good Lord, you're the man who interviewed Sir Edward Ross on the other side.
Exactly. Well, we interviewers are more than a match for the likes of you, Two Sheds.
Yes, make yourself scarce, Two Sheds. This studio isn't big enough for the three of us.
Yeah, what are you doing? Stop it!
Get your own arts program, you fairy.
Arthur Two Sheds Jackson. Never mind, Timmy.
Oh, Mike, you're such a comfort.